2 Nephi chapter 8. This chapter continues to quote from Isaiah. Again, remember that these words are for the true followers of Christ. Any commentary of mine or anyone else's, and even the commentary in the Book of Mormon by Nephi and Jacob of them, are only aids. The Lord has put these words into the Book of Mormon because He wants you to read these words and see if these words will indeed awake you, as He said in the last chapter. It's not only the words of the learner, but it's the words of His Scripture. But the thing is that the Lord will prepare a way to get His words to you to try and awake your soul to Him. In chapter 8, he continues from chapter 7 and continues to talk to those who would be his followers if they'd awake, but again, they have became tired of waiting. And this is not righteously tired, but it became a burden for them, so they have stopped seeking the Lord, and those who have been fooled, I guess, and haven't truly tried to seek the Lord. But he's calling to them, and because he knows if they would listen, they would be his followers. And so it continues to them, and he says, "Look to me," in verse 1. And he continues that in verse 2 and says, "Look to the covenant which I made with your fathers." And he's saying, if you need to look to men, then look to Abraham and to Sarah, your olden parents, and the covenant that I made with them. And you'll see that your covenant is with me through them. And he's just doing what he can to try and wake you up to look to the Lord. And he says in verse 3 that he's the one that comforts you. It says it's not those that you are looking to now. It's meaning that it's implied here that you're looking to the wrong ones for the comfort. Is I am the one that has the power that's going to make Zion a paradise. It's not the your leaders of the church that are claiming you follow them. Are they making Zion a paradise? They take control of the church and claim to be building up the kingdom of God. But do you see Zion as a paradise? Do you see the wilderness turning into an Eden? Do you see your deserts become like a garden? You don't see this happening with them. They're not making Zion. So turn to me. I'm the one who will make Zion, he says. And he continues on this same thing in verse 4. It's hard sometimes to try and make commentary verse by verse on this, because the Lord is trying to talk to you directly in these verses, and unfortunately some won't hear, won't hear directly, so they need a little commentary to spark their minds, to help them awake to these scriptures. But nonetheless, the point is that it's hard to commentary because the Lord continues to repeat himself. We see his anguish and his desire. And so a lot of Isaiah is a continual repetition of the Lord calling unto his followers, but those who do hear it, then this becomes a song, and just like in a song, they enjoy that repetition. And so he says unto them that it's not them, so look unto me, for my time, in verse 5 he says, my time is near. The time is near, so just wait and put your trust in me. Don't lose your patience and put your trust in man or into someone else, but keep your trust in me. Because the world that you think you're following now, this is verse 6, is saying the word you think you're following now will vanish. But I will not vanish. I will not leave. I will be the one that's going to always be there. And in 7, he comes back. Do not fear men again. Hearken unto me. And he says in 8, they will be wasted. They will be wiped out. Their organization, churches, governments, and everything else will be wiped out. But not me. I will not be wiped out. I'll be there forever. So therefore, in 9, he says, awake, get out of the control of the men in the world, and wake up. And wake up to me. Look to me, or look to him who has the real power. In 10, he's saying, I am the one that's the real power. In 11, he says that if you do this, then you are indeed one of my followers, and you will come to Zion singing. And this has the implied meaning that from the previous verses that you will not be destroyed in all the tempests and earthquakes and everything else that will be all around you and will be attacking all the others. While all the world is under tempest and earthquake, if you listen to the Lord, then you'll come unto him, and you'll come unto him singing, because there'll be joy in your heart, because you'll know who your true Redeemer and who your true Protector and your true Provider is, and you'll feel his love. And he says in verse 12 that I'm the one that comfort you. And when these things happen, They are not the ones that comfort you. I'm the one that comfort you. And when you go unto them, you're still confused and you're still wondering and you're still feel somewhat at a loss. But if you'll come unto me, I'm the one that will comfort you. So even now, if you'll turn to me, I'm the one that will comfort you. And he says, so don't be afraid of man. Quit being afraid of man and quit worrying about their power and quit worrying that they tell you if you don't come unto them, then you're going to be lost. Don't be afraid of man. Man is going to vanish, and these men who talk to you will be replaced by other men, and these men will die. They have forgotten their Lord, so they just want you to come to them. They really don't want you to come to the Lord. They've forgotten all about the Lord. They have replaced the Lord with themselves. So remember, as he gets down about 15, he's saying, I'm your Lord, and that you of Zion are my people. You're not their people. If you're of Zion, you're my people, and you're not the followers of men. You're not of this world. You're not of their churches. You're not of their businesses. You're of me. But he said in 19:20, there are two followers that will come to testify to you of me. And he saying that there are some that are that will always be following the Lord and stay, and they will come forth and testify. So listen to them and listen to them, and they're trying to wake you to come unto me. Then talk to you and those that are drunken with pride and drunken from all the things that are around in the world that cause your head to spin, and everything that every man is saying to you, and that the government is saying that you need them for your protection, you need business for your security, and you need the church in order to progress, and all these are throwing all these things in your head until you feel that you're a drunken and that it's a great affliction to you to try and figure these things out, and you feel afflicted because when you stand up for Christ and you still try and think about Christ, then you become afflicted for this, and in the literal case, many of you are downtrodden, and he calls unto you, and he says, I will redeem you. I will come and redeem you. Keep your eye on me. And all the afflictions and all the oppression that has been put on you, I will put on the heads of those who have afflicted you. So he finishes in verse 24 and 25 and says, so awake again, he repeats, awake, says, do not be a captive of these men and the world anymore. This means it's available now. All you have to do is turn to him and decide who your real comforter is, who your real leader is, who your real God and Lord is. If you'll turn to him now, he will accept you now, and the world will not have a hold upon you.